talking locks and home security. Lockly is L-O-C-K-L-Y. Offering a discount for Rosie on the House listeners. You just type in Rosie20 at your checkout and you get a nice discount there. I'm not exactly sure what or 20. How much. It's 20. 20%. That's why the 20.
Yes.
Oh, 20%. Well, it's 20%.
Yeah.
Which.
That's significant.
Yeah. I was looking through the first one. I'm like, $800. And I'm like, for commercial application. I'm like, oh. Yeah. So they looked around a little more here. They're $300. So yeah. Then 20% off of that, you know, $60 savings. If you're interested in a smart lock today, Lockly.com. Very good. And then we've got Retta on the line who's called in. And we're going to try and do, we're going to get her and then run. You guys have a number of things. We want to know about the manual override. Don't forget. Retta, good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of the manual override, you know, we also, my husband got a thing where you plug it in to the roof where you plug the garage door into, and so that we could shut off the power when we leave or go on vacation. And we shut that off every night as well as when we go on vacation because we had a incident in our neighborhood where people were coming around with one of those things to pop your garage doors.
Yeah.
And we all came home one day, my neighbors and I, all our garage doors had been popped open. So then we went looking for solutions to do that. And we do have the thing where you can lock it out at night on the pad, but this helps us when we leave to lock it up if we're going to be gone as well.
Awesome.
And then we turn it off every night. We shut the power off to both garage doors.
That's perfect. I had slide deadbolts put on my garage door.
Right,
so when we leave, we deadbolt them and
right.
then go out the front door.
Exactly. And the only thing is just remember. And
then, I was wondering, Simply Safe now has a front doorbell camera thing as well. I was wondering if you guys have any experience with that one.
I have installed Simply Safe before to test them out. And from what I could tell, it's a pretty good product. I had no complaints with it. I have not checked out their front doorbell yet, but I'm assuming it'd probably be pretty decent.
Retta, we appreciate the call from Tucson. We were down in Tucson doing a home security presentation in a cul-de-sac for a block watch group. And before the presentation started, I drove the neighborhood and I wrote the addresses down. I said, if I were a criminal and I were casing this neighborhood, these are the addresses I would put as the primary ones I'd break in. And I read off six addresses.
Right.
And four of those homes have been broken into in the last 5 years.
Wow.
So, you know, a lot of these break-ins are guys casing the joint for which one's going to be easy.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit more. You were talking about some of the smartphone features you don't like.
Right. Like the August lock, which I do like the August lock. One of their features is you can walk up to the door and already have it programmed in your phone. So when you walk up, your door automatically unlocks. I'm not a big fan of that. If someone takes your phone or what have you, you know, they're in your house. I would just assume just push in a keypad or use a key. So I'm not a big fan of that. And also, let's say you have a Schlage Connect. And it comes with a key override. It's shocking how many people do not carry that extra key or do not have that key in a lockbox or hidden somewhere. And I get the call at, you know, 10:30 at night. Hey, my battery's died in my Schlage. Can you come out and pick my lock? Oh, you don't have your key override? A key override? No, it's in the house. Okay. So we go out there and we pick it. Now, these locks that do not have the key override in it, we get to destroy your very expensive lock because that's the only way you're going to do it.
Wow.
Now, that Lockly brand you talk about, they do have a key override at the bottom. It's hidden. So I did check into their brand a little bit, and I was pretty impressed. I was like, wow, this looks like a pretty decent deal.
And your last tip of advice about keys.
Keys, yeah, ladies especially are guilty. We walk through an office, we're doing jobs at, you know, file cabinets, everything, and there's keys laying everywhere. Keys to cars, keys to your house. It doesn't take very much to take a picture of your key. There's even apps. Bad guys, turn off the radio. Don't listen to this. But there's an app where you can get the key made to you, basically. And it's, if you took that to a corrupt locksmith company or someone that you know that knew how to make keys, they can cut those keys very quickly for you. So
David Camber from North Valley Locksmith. One of the newest Rosie on the House, Certified Partners and Service Providers. Appreciate you coming again.
I'm glad to be here.
Again, the phone number if someone would want a security analysis of their home or the need of a locksmith.
Right, 480-688-9335.
And the areas you serve. This is a statewide broadcast,
right?
We don't want you getting a call from Nogales.
Right, I was actually out in Tucson last week. I was in Yuma a couple weeks before that, but that's for my commercial customers. So I do charge them a premium to go out there. We will go out there, but there is a premium charge. So you're better off. Always use an Aloha certified registered locksmith, and you can go to aloha.org, A-L-O-A.org, to find a real locksmith, because there is this whole different subject, but there is a corruption problem out there, and guys that are unskilled, you don't want one of those guys. So always use an Aloha locksmith.
David, thank you so much for bringing your expertise into the studio this morning.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to talk to us, we've got another whole hour of any project you'd like to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin.
I would say this is what your car key should look like, your key ring. You shouldn't have 50 keys on your key ring. That ignition is not meant for that weight. Just your key. Have a separate key chain for all the other keys if you're one of those people, the old timers, that they clip them on their belt and they jingle and jangle and you can hear them coming 10 feet away.
Editor walking on the keys.
Your car key should not have a lot of weight on it. It should be by itself. And most cars nowadays don't even have keys, though.
Right,
you push button start.
Right, and that's a whole different subject. I'm not really thrilled with those myself, but